All right, Cole, what are you doing this time?
Well, Gary, we are here at the Museum of Natural History. Yeah.
I wanted to go to the Museum of Unnatural History, but you thought it was too scary.
Well, I mean, it's just a bunch of factories and stuff, you know?
Like, yeah, I guess that's true.
It's mostly just things people have made.
This one's all cyanide and apple seeds and stuff. You know?
Yeah. I have come here because I have heard about the practice, the randomization and fortune-telling practice of casting bones.
Oh!
Yeah, you know, like it's a voodoo thing, right? Where you get the chicken bones and you throw them and you see what it does.
Sure. You throw them in your tiny baby coffin.
Yes.
For Ogon Badagri.
What can you tell me about? Yeah.
Dambala! Yeah, can we go to the Dambala section for this one?
No, sorry, that is under construction. However, they do give free admission to the Caprice and Cole.
Oh, okay. Well, I don't know if I want free admission to the goat without horns, like, section. That's scary. But anything for this show.
So doing a lot of studying, posted up looking at some placemats in the gift shop. Most of these dinosaurs, so I figure you go big or go home. If you're gonna go to town, go into Lincoln. Most of these dinosaurs, they're held together by a single linchpin, and if you pull that one out, then the whole thing comes tumbling down.
The Grampy bone.
Yeah. And we're gonna get tased. That's just the cost of doing business. But before
the guard's already been eyeing us.
Yeah, right.
Like, he hasn't stopped eyeing us the whole time we've been in here.
I'm talking about our plans very loud, but there's nothing they can do. I mean, they can't prosecute us for thought crime.
Yeah, exactly. I was about to say, what is this, some kind of minority report? You know?
Yeah, so I need you to cover me while I climb up the back here.
I'm going to cover him.
I'm going to pull out the linchpin. Okay, it's going to sound a lot like a xylophone falling over. Then we're going to see what it spells. All right.
Hey, guards, suck my dick.
All right, here we go.
I'm distracting them. Okay.
Dun, 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 dun. Yank.
Okay.
Whoa.
Look at all those bones.
Yeah. Look at all those.
Oh, here comes the taser.
Okay. Well, shit.
What does it spell?
It spells.
I'm still getting tased. So can you hurry?
Okay. It spells primal rage, and now we can stop being tased.
Okay, officer, we'll go peacefully.
Yeah. Please, officer, do not punish us for we walk
officer,
into.
Officer, does the prisoner have emulators? Because we have to play primal rage now.
we have to. It's part of our sentence.
Yeah, I demand to see my lawyer to get a primal rage clause.
Mm, yeah, read me my Blizzard rights. I don't know. This is dumb.
I think his name is Blizzard or something. Yeah, Blizzard.
This is really dumb.
Don't care. This is I'm done. Good night. Sleep time. Go. Down. Over.
Go sleep now.
Go sleep. This is After Suffering, the show where we play bad games you don't have to. I'm Gary Butterfield.
I'm
Cole Ross.
I'm
why
Cole
are you
Ross.
Doing this?
Why are you doing this? We don't know anymore.
Yeah, I'm just getting it out there.
Yeah, just getting it out there. This week we are talking about Primal Rage, which is. We've talked about this before. There's a lot here in terms of flavor. However, Gary, I despise doing 16-bit fighting games for this show. And we're doing two of them. And when I rolled up the second one, the one that's going to be coming out next week, I thought, oh, okay, so yeah, it'll be like I fired it up. I'm like, no, not a character select. What are you doing?
Yeah, that character crew is arguably more interesting than this one, and this one is all dinosaurs. How'd that happen? Like,
it is 80% dinosaurs, 20% apes. Ape palette swaps.
Yep. I didn't know very much about Primal Rage. I always got it confused with Primal Roar or Bloody Roar.
Bloody Roar, yeah.
The game that Brayton isn't a weird expert at. And the so I didn't know very much about this, and it always, you know, I never played in the arcade, even though I liked 2D fighters. I just didn't, and I love dinosaurs. I just didn't think that it looked cool.
Right.
So this was all the research I did on this. It was pretty much today. This is like the extent of my Primal Rage expertise.
Right.
I gained today. And I didn't know the story was this elaborate. It's pretty weird.
it's incredibly elaborate, far more elaborate than it ought to be.
Yeah. Like, yeah, for just something that's like, what if dinosaurs fought, you know, which is like, which is good. You know, that you got it. You did it.
What if dinosaur but grudge?
Yeah. Yeah. What if dinosaurs owned? You know, that was good enough. And then, but instead though, it's a post-apocalyptic Earth called Earth, where
URTH,
Ages of Mist, and the everything has come back. The primordial rainforest covers the land, and the continental landmass has shifted into the shape of a fire-breathing dinosaur skull.
Why not?
Excuse me?
How can we tell? Seriously, how can we tell if we reverted back to the Stone Age? Like, that's something that you only notice either with accurate cartography or with space.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What could be space? Because these are giants. So they could just be seeing from high up. Because I don't know. I don't feel like that's necessary.
I mean, so these things are probably what? Like maybe five times as tall as the little dudes who are in the background? Like,
I thought they read like 10 times as tall.
Okay. So
like the guys in the background are kind of far back.
So somewhere between 30 feet tall and 60 feet tall. If I was 60 feet tall, I don't think I could tell that that North America was shaped like North America.
Oh, I like. I don't think you know how tall works, Cole.
Yeah. I don't think you know. Like, it's a 6-foot building. You ever been on top of a 6-foot building? It's not like you can say, "Hi, Europe."
There's no such thing as a 6-foot building, for one.
It's a six-story building.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. It's a shack.
And I
guess
I have, and it's cool.
A 6-foot building. Say hello, Europe.
Yeah. You can at least see the skull part of it, though.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's because we don't know how big this landmass is.
Oh,
you know, it's continental, but continent can mean a lot of things.
It's,
you know?
It's really, yeah. An island, every island is a continent.
Yeah. Yeah.
I love how aggressively you are adapting this know nothing stance.
About the relative size of things.
I'm pissed, dude. I think they're more than 10 times. I think these things are significantly bigger.
But I mean, like, there are dudes on the screen, like right behind them. Like, you bend down and eat them.
Yeah, I think maybe those guys are big. Maybe consider humans.
So now you're doing some like weird information warfare shit. Like, there's no way we can know what the size of something is.
It's a logic grid.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm just saying that in the world of like this post-apocalyptic Earth, nothing matters and there are no rules.
Okay, you know? I can believe that. That's fine.
That's I guess. And if they don't know it, like somebody knows it, right? Because it shows up in the wiki.
Okay,
who edited the wiki? Cole? Who edited the wiki? If they can't find out.
I think God did it while he was trying to move that rock that he couldn't move. Yeah,
exactly. Yeah. So you are these gigantic Titan things,
right?
And you come
that
out
were
of
that were exist that existed on the Earth anyway. Like they were just waiting for this apocalypse to happen. Like one of these guys is right underneath Boise right now.
Yep. And half of them want to do good, and half of them want to plunge the world into further chaos for their own means.
Same.
What does that mean? Like what does Vertigo want?
Insanity.
And how does plunging plunging the world into chaos does help Vertigo's
but
how would you know, and I guess Diablo is the god of destruction, so destruction is furthering his own goals. But Sauron, the god of hunger, destroying the universe doesn't help with that.
I mean, if you destroy the universe, you destroy a lot of food.
That's the opposite of hunger. Then you can't, then nobody's being hungry at all. There's nobody to be hungry.
Well, if you get rid of all the food, then,
considering hunger to be the primary urge of hunger is to destroy food.
Yeah.
Like when you eat, like, it's just like, wow, I really destroyed that burger and now the burger no longer exists.
Yeah. Well, I guess what I'm saying is I don't think that he's a hungry boy. I think that he is generally in favor of a pro hunger agenda. I think that as long as it causes privation, then it is good. So as long, like he's going out and causing droughts and stuff.
Austerity Republican.
Right, right.
Okay.
And starve the beast.
Yes. Starve,
starve, the beast.
Yes.
The beast named Starve.
How are there no hidden characters in this game?
You would think it would be really ripe, even if it was just palette swaps.
Just because of the era and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Like there's no, you know, gigantic caveman or something like that.
Yeah. Just like a regular size caveman.
Yeah, oh, that'd be great.
Yeah.
Let's go through this roster.
Okay. I've got the manual up. I will put that in the Slack. So okay. Watch.
I'm just looking at the wiki for the roster, but we can use the manual as well.
Yeah. Well, the manual has pictures. Primal Rage, 1995, Time Warner Interactive.
Yeah.
Are you familiar with this Time Warner publication?
They made fun of it in Gremlins 2.
Okay.
So, yeah. Oh, get ready for Rage. There's some good fonts in this thing, man.
I know, right? This is you got to go with the SNES one, because by the time this came out, the Genesis manuals were all black and white, and it was fucking bullshit.
That does suck.
Eons ago, before humans walked the planet, there was rage. Hey, buddy. Okay, so Gary, I'm going to direct your attention to page 5. You can actually see what the Earth looks like in that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay. Sorry.
Yeah. But we don't know how big that Earth is after the apocalypse.
Right. I mean, it could be
like, you know, 40 feet in diameter. Yeah, like so anybody who's 60 feet could see the whole thing.
A speck of dust under a giant's fingernail, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's a pretty big coincidence that the Earth turned into this dinosaur breathing fire. You know, that seems like, I don't know. That seems a little hinky to me.
I mean, it's a pretty good argument for intelligent design.
Oh, it very much. I mean, just, that would just be a great, like, bananas. Character for this.
Yeah. God.
Yeah. Thy Lord, thy God.
But yeah, the character profiles start on 14. So we have Armadon.
Armadon, who is the one I picked, because he's the closest to a Triceratops, which I think is the best dinosaur.
Okay. Yeah. He's got a big old spiky flail tail.
Yep.
Yeah.
So he dwelled in his cave, beneath the Earth's crust, telephathically linked to the biomass.
That's so fucking dumb. There's a comic about this, Gary.
Yeah, it's pretty good. The cataclysms and battles for supremacy over the planet tortured him. Now he has risen to settle things. So he is a god of life.
Okay, guys, settle the fuck down.
I need everybody to be quiet.
Yeah, no more monkeys jumping on the bed. Come on.
A lot of his moves are snout gouges. He has 4 moves that involve the phrase snout gouge.
It's got Iron Maiden, his bed of nails, mega charge.
Yep. His finishers involve, like, him spiking thing.
like a football?
Like a punch.
Does he do his own end zone dance?
Have you watched the fatalities for all these?
No.
Oh, what?
I saw them back in the day, though. I played this as a kid.
Okay, because the arcade ones are different, and there's one of them where the ape pees all over his fallen victim and dissolves his skin off. So that one's censored for the home versions.
Yep.
Blizzard does a acidic golden shower that is, like, pretty special.
Remember, Blizzard is the mascot of this game and also ostensibly the hero.
Let me find the timestamp so I can put this in your in Slack box. Yeah. I think it's gonna be.
No, I've absolutely seen the piss death.
It's pretty crazy.
It was a huge source of controversy for this game. Like, parents got all up in arms about this roughly around the same time as the Mortal Kombat trials.
Well, and also because, like, once kids start playing with this, they're just going to start pissing on each other.
Well, yeah, it's like if you put a fart button in a game, you're going to do that.
Yeah.
Which also this game has.
Yes, exactly. Maybe it might not be Blizzard. I might have gotten fooled. It's his actually his evil twin. It's Chaos.
Yes, here's Chaos. Yeah.
Chaos has been known to unleash the golden. So there's a time stamped video in the Slack of Chaos doing his thing.
let me refresh my memory. I'm positive that I've seen this because, like, that is the thing that this game is most.
It's actually a little bit after, because I clicked it. So just click that video and then scoot back a couple seconds.
I'm watching a 15 second ad for Lenovo right now.
Okay.
Intel Core 8 Gen.
How much pissing does that happen at?
A lot. It is entirely made of piss. I have no
223
opinion.
Is what you're looking for as far as a timestamp. It's a Herculean amount of piss.
I just watched him take a leap into a pool in the background.
That's a little bit too far. That was my fault. But yeah, like, right around 220 is the beginning of it.
Okay, so Chaos 2 falls over and falls on the ground. And
it's a really dramatic
hurricane. Yeah, I've seen this. And it's just smoke.
Like,
and
stand, So it's real good. He stands on one foot and then, like, let me see if I can find the exact frame. And I know this is terrible audio. Right before he's done, though, he looks at the camera with this real, like, hey, like, I did it. Yeah. Like, kids, you like this, right? Yep. Thing that is really good.
I like all of this, all the smoke that billows out.
Oh, man. It's, yeah, it's a lot of pee.
Chaos.
Like, and is... yeah, chaos conquers. And then, like, all the flesh has been dissolved off that guy.
Yeah. I'm really impressed. He can maintain a really high pressure. I'm envious, you know.
I've got high pressure. I told you before that I when I go to that movie theater in my hometown and pee from one stall over into the next.
Right? What? No, you haven't told me this.
Oh, I'm sure I told you about that. I didn't tell you about that.
No, you, like, not that I remember. Gary, we talked a lot.
It was pretty rude. Like, I mean, it made it like a bad day. A bad day for a good janitor, you know. But like,
I know about the time you pissed in a trash can in Gary, Indiana.
Oh yeah. And that was great. But this was different. I used to do this with some frequency. There was a theater by the college in my hometown, and it was just kind of like a rundown theater. It wasn't even a second run. It was just ostensibly a regular theater.
Mm-hmm.
Me and my friends would go there, and we were just, like, you know, goofing around and shit. And like, two of my friends were washing their hands, and I went into the stall because of shy bladder purposes. And this doesn't sound like the act of somebody with a shy bladder, because this is my bladder stats on full display. But I just thought it'd be very funny if I was just like, hey guys, watch. And then just a stream of urine went over one side of the wall to the other, and I was able to do it. So
over, and then, like, over the considerable
mess. Like, it wasn't, you know, it wasn't a clean
job. Right. The further it gets away from you, the less control you have.
Like, yeah. You know. Well, I also used to be much better about tying it off, you know? So like I did kind of like, you know, those fountains that just have the like, you know,
right,
just the little,
right.
I did kind of a little bit of that, and then I tied it off, and then spent the rest of it in the toilet.
Well, I mean, what happens is, I mean, like, you know, so the amateur move is I'm going to go all out the entire time. No, yeah. if your tank is running low, then it is going to it is going to peter out.
You get piss on the floor, and we wouldn't want that. We want piss on the walls. And we want this on the floor of the next stall, but not in the floor of my stall.
No. And just let it start and end with me.
Yeah. Yeah. This ends, and the cycle of violence ends here.
Yeah. There's someone who is close to me. I'm not going to blow up their spot, but I've lived with them in the past. Who you can always tell when they peed, like if it was them who didn't flush the toilet, because they pissed with such velocity that that it bubbled.
That's actually a diabetes thing.
Is it?
Yep.
Not diabetic.
Okay. Well, I mean, it's probably worth that. So with that can mean a lot of medical things.
Oh,
that is force, but that's also your body. That's protein.
Hmm.
That's your body not processing proteins.
Oh, weird. Yeah.
So they should definitely go to, I mean, even if they're not diabetic, they should go to a doctor and say, hey, like, my piss is very foamy, because there's medical reasons that can be true.
Okay. I will take that to them. Also, I don't know that I've seen this person's pee in a bowl in the past 10 years. So,
okay. Well, yeah. Ask, have them mail you one.
Okay.
Have them pee in a bowl, put it in the freezer, and then overnight it to you in one of those bags. So you can see the actual effect, you know,
but do not store it next to your pho.
No. And then you can give them the medical opinion that they should see a doctor.
Yeah. Okay. I had no idea. I didn't know I was blowing up this person's spot.
That's good. We might have saved a life, man.
Possibly. Yeah. How to save. Wait, my phone went as I was. So, okay. Sorry. I'm not going to cut that out. But yeah, so go ahead.
No, sorry, I got distracted by the Primal Rage manual, but please continue.
No, I was going to take us on. So Blizzard, obviously, you know, he's a big Yeti, grew up in the Himalayas.
Yep.
Yeah.
He's another god of goodness and stuff.
Yeah.
Chaos, though, I didn't realize this about Chaos. Chaos was a human.
That's true of a couple of these. Vertigo was humanoid as well.
Chaos cast a spell that backfired and turned him into a foul, disgusting beast that was forced to wallow in his own filth for eons.
Yay.
Extremely same.
Yeah.
And he prayed to the god of Carrion.
Thrashti?
Where's Thrashti, the god of Carrion? How come we don't get that?
Well, why is that not the secret character I get to play as? Come on.
the god of carrion. But that's why he pees on everybody, and that's also why his other fatalities, he just leaves and goes and swims.
Weird. he just tries in vain, forever unclean. Yeah.
Yeah.
We've got Diablo. It is sure. Diablo is evil in his purest form. He's like a Tyrannosaurus.
He's the evil version of the Tyrannosaurus.
Yes.
There's also Sauron, who is kind of evil, but less evil.
Right. And Diablo is the one, like, when you go on the GameFAQs message boards, everybody is standing for Diablo. People name Diablo. Yeah.
Yep. And he's like a fire lizard.
Yeah.
This whole thing. Sauron, as you mentioned, god of hunger, and he wants to win so he can eat everyone's followers.
Mm-hmm.
Talon is pretty confusing to me. He's the raptor, like, agility character.
Yeah.
And he's like the god of fertility. Like, he wants to ensure the safety of his wives and children. And one of his fatalities, and the picture is very funny. He's lounging like Jeff Goldblum as his son is asking him about like how to shave for the first time or something.
Daddy, and why do you glisten so?
One of his fatalities is he summons his like hundreds of children to come eat you. It's a really great fatality.
Soup's on, boys.
It's very funny.
Yeah. And then finally here we have my main, Vertigo, who is a sorceress who came here from another dimension. To return here. She was made into like this I don't know what kind of dinosaur that might be, but it's like mixed dinosaur with a cobra.
Yeah. It's a dinosaur with a snake for a head.
Yes.
Essentially.
And so I always played as Vertigo back as a kid because she could teleport.
Her fatality is really fun too.
Mm-hmm.
She like shrinks enemies down. One of them, she turns them into a cow.
Yep.
I like this little bit at the end here. We can save $4 off one day adult admission to Six Flags theme park.
Oh, of course. Yeah. $4. That's not nothing.
Yeah. With this manual, if you cut open your manual,
just taking the back page. But the problem is taking the back page and you don't have the final, like the back cover, which gives you the tip line, problems or questions. Mm.
Yeah.
we recommend that you read this instruction booklet to learn and master the operation of this game.
That does kind of happen. I couldn't do any special moves in this because Primal Rage's whole thing is they have a weird asinine way of doing special moves.
Yeah, it's really goofy. So like instead of pressing the directions and then pressing the button the combination of buttons to go, you actually hold down the face buttons and then press the direction.
Yeah, and sometimes you have to hold them for varying amounts of time.
Yeah.
First.
Mm-hmm.
And then later they just backpedaled on that.
Yeah.
Like they released versions of the first game where they just have traditional moves and later entries in the series. Just decided, that was stupid.
There were no later entries in the series. They were working on Primal Rage 2, but that was canceled.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I guess I mean the remakes of this one.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah, they backpedaled on
that. So the PlayStation 1.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. I guess it's fine.
I mean, it's real like, par for the course. Like,
yeah, it's a straight putt.
Yeah. Like, how many more golf things can we do?
Yeah, it's a par for the course. It's a straight putt. It's the whole 9 yards. It's of golf.
Yes.
Like you get 9 yards away from the hole and then you have the rest of that left.
Right. Yeah.
Several episodes ago, I talked about some of my dad's dirtbag friends and like the one who, wanted to play Crossfire with like, you know, my prepubescent dick and his regular dick peeing at cross streams in the toilet.
Okay. You
know? That one also, I remember asking him where the expression the whole 9 yards came from, because I understood like it was from football.
Okay.
But why the whole 9 yards when 10 is a first down?
Mm-hmm.
You know, and he was trying to explain it. And the way he explained it was like, well, you go 1 yard and then you have the whole 9 yards left. And I was like, that's not what. Nope.
That's really asinine.
I'm 12,
Doug.
And that's, yeah.
That's Douglas, that's really bad.
Yeah. And it doesn't mean like you have the whole 9 yards left. Like that's not the expression.
No, it's like you went the whole 9 yards. Like,
yeah, you did the whole thing.
You done it.
Yeah. But why not 10? Even I don't even know football and I know that's a first down.
Yeah. Well, I mean, in American football, then you get weird.
Oh, yeah. In football. In
football.
Then 9 yards is just an arbitrary measure of like, getting further down the field.
Right. It's called the Baker's Dozen.
Yes. Yeah. 9. The Baker's Dozen. Yeah. Yeah. Well, these European bakers. Like the ones they do all those fairy tales about.
Oh,
they, like mostly bake kids.
Yeah. It is pretty much the entire thing. Lots of them. So there's some. Oh, go ahead.
Yeah. I was going to ask you what your favorite dinosaur was.
Man, probably like a Stegosaurus. I like them quite a bit. Brontosauruses as well.
Brontosauruses, I think, are like really up there for dinosaurs I would want to hang out with in real life.
Yeah.
But not really up there for like aesthetic dinosaurs for like a cool factor.
So like a Brontosaurus, and maybe this is the Flintstones program in me. The Brontosaurus seems like it'd be the easiest to slide down the back of.
Sure.
Yeah.
Yeah. that's definitely true.
It's my
like
soul
much more
criteria.
So than the Stegosaurus, which is like the obstacle course when you slide down the back of that bad boy. You know, it would be easy to slide down the back of, but then the end result of that would be you dying. Like the big fall, and it's lots of friction, and there's probably lots of bumps and stuff. So like you'd shred your grundle and then fall into like a fucking tar pit and die.
Well, that's the. I mean, you know? I'm not sliding down on my ass. I'm sliding down on my soap's grinding shoes.
Oh,
you know, with the plates.
In that case,
yeah.
Check Grind Radio. Yeah, I didn't even think about that as like a real Professor K kind of situation. Yeah, I didn't think about that.
Yeah, I mean, and yours is the Triceratops, right?
Triceratops. I think he's the cutest.
Yeah,
I think a Triceratops is very cute. Mm-hmm. But I like a Stegosaurus quite a bit as well.
Yeah, I mean, just he looks spiky, you know.
Yep. The low ground ones that are like Ankylosaurus is good.
Mm-hmm.
Like those are my favorite. Like four legged dinosaurs that are low.
Yeah.
You know, my least favorite probably are the Brontosaurus class. Like the just big long neck with a tiny head at the top.
Yeah,
I would like to hang out with them, but I don't think they seem cool.
See, that's the thing. For me, that's one and the same. I don't want to hang out with somebody unless they seem cool.
Yeah, whereas I don't want to hang out with one who makes me look cool, like from hanging out. Like I want a wingman.
Even though
pterodactyls are cool.
Yeah, you want a compy? We'll talk you up.
Man, a compy would actually be really great.
Yeah, a compy would be great. I mean, a compy is basically like one step away from being a familiar.
Yeah. Like, that's one of the big things, the reasons why I want Jurassic Park to be true is to have, like, genetically engineered compies, or even better than that, like, you know how in Neverwinter Nights you could get, like, a little miniature familiar that's a beholder? You know, that like, there's, like, a little tiny beholder?
Yeah.
Like, what if we could just have, like, a miniature Stegosaurus as a familiar, like, the size of Pocket and the strength of Pocket? That's important. Yeah. But it's a Stegosaurus.
It's not like an Ant-Man thing where as he gets smaller, his strength goes up.
Oh, yeah. As his strength goes up, that'd be a real problem.
Yeah.
Because there'd just be a little tiny Stegosaurus-sized hole in my wall as it, like, tromped off to cause chaos, you know?
The second it decides to leave, yeah.
Yeah.
But just
like a little pet one that's weak?
Yeah.
That'd be great.
Yeah. I don't know. I mean, and maybe this is just because, again, more Jurassic Park bias, but I like those ones. What do they call the ones that fan out and spit poison?
Oh, it's like Diplosaurus or Dipophilosaurus or something like that.
Yeah. I like that one. I like a dinosaur that does range combat, you know?
Yeah, I think that one is cool too.
Yeah.
You know, I think it's the important thing is neither of us had T-Rexes or Velociraptors, both of which I think are like fine.
Yeah. It's kind of like saying your favorite football team is the Dallas Cowboys, you know?
Yeah. It's a little basic.
You like baseball, huh? Oh, no, New York Yankees. Look at me. Yeah.
Yeah. Look at the Mets.
Yeah.
They're the men who hit the ball.
They're the men who worship the baseball head god.
Yep. they love Metty. One of the things watching the more recent Jurassic Park movies made me appreciate raptors more now that they're smart and they're cool comrades that team up with you and like follow orders and stuff.
Yes.
Now that Chris Pratt can control them, I like them more.
I mean, so like who would have thought you just have to clicker train them?
Yeah. Yeah. That's why Chris Pratt's a genius in those movies, like where nobody else really considered it.
Nobody thought. Yeah.
But the I don't know if you've seen it, Cole, but if no one's ever sold it to you this way, fully like half of the most recent Jurassic Park movie is a survival horror thing about a mansion with a gigantic evil dinosaur stalking them and Chris Pratt and his buddy teaming up with a velociraptor to like fight it. Like there's weird Resident Evil vibes during it that are extremely strange. Like it is a weird movie. Like there's a basement lab. Like it is weirdly Resident Evil.
Okay. You just uttered the magic sequence of words that would make me watch a modern Jurassic Park movie.
It's so funny. Like it is a very funny movie. Like I went and saw it by myself and was just like laughing a lot. And no, you know, nobody else was laughing. I don't know if it was supposed to, but it's a very funny movie.
Okay.
There's a thing, there's like a plot reveal in it that they hint towards this like thing that would be the center reveal of any other movie.
Uh-huh.
And then before anyone can explain it, a dinosaur kills them and they never mention it again. And I'm like, that has to be on purpose. That's somebody being funny.
Right.
Like, it's, I like that movie quite a bit.
Yeah. No. See, for me, a Jurassic Park movie without Laura Dern is a real tough putt.
Yeah. Like, she's great.
Yep.
Yeah. But all those movies, like even the bad ones, I'll still watch because it's like, it's like X-Men movies. You know, it's like the primary place to watch dinosaurs do dinosaur shit.
That's true. just to watch them be dinosaurs, you know?
Yeah, you don't get to do that in other movies.
No,
like there's not, like, all these people are complaining about the modern Jurassic Park movies, and it's like, where else can you see this? It's not a thing.
Yeah. I don't listen to people complain about, you know, because people complain about movies all the time. It's mostly what they do. For me, the thing that turned me off of Jurassic World and Jurassic World 2 was just a lot of indifference. Like, even the people who were like way into it were like, eh. You're the first person I've heard describe either of those with any excitement outside of like the, all right, well, I guess it's the obligation. We're going to go see this big movie because it's out.
Yeah. The first one is not super good.
Right.
Like the first one is not very fun. I think the second one is much more fun, but it wasn't, there's just like no chance I wasn't going to go see the first one though. Cause it's just like,
yeah.
Dinosaurs do some shit, man. Like, they're dinosaurs. It's cool. Right.
They're mostly running. They got claws and teeth. Pretty much. Yeah.
But I'm into that, you know?
So we're almost here on time. However, we've got some game fact stuff, some obligate game facts. So because this game was ported to everything, there's lots of nooks and crannies for things to hide in.
Okay.
I want to direct your attention, Gary, to the Jaguar CD board for Primal Rage. There's a topic here by Mr. Y 9 years ago saying, I raged last night. Gonna do a dramatic reading of this. So you remember the girl who came around last week and I kicked her out because she was all over me, and then when I went for it, she said she just wanted to be friends. Then I pretty much told her to leave because I wanted more than friendship and wasn't fair to her and wasn't fair to string her along. Well, was really annoying because the parents were away for 2 weeks. Now I was hoping we could do whatever kinky, freaky shit I could think of. Well, I thought I wasn't going to hear from her again. Lost my phone on Tuesday. Just got my new SIM and phone today and had 3 text messages. 1, sorry about the other night. I was drunk and didn't want to be seen as easy. 2, you've not replied. Don't be too mad. I want to see you again. Maybe we can have some fun before I move away. Yeah, she's moving like 300 miles today. 3, can I come over Friday night and we can pick up where we left it? If not, then I understand, but I hope we can stay in contact. I raged pretty hard when I saw those messages.
I don't like, as you go down, Cross A saying she's obviously psychotic.
I mean, just
at the bottom.
You know,
I mean,
Tom Haverford, not necessarily a role model when you say, oh, she's crazy.
Yeah. I mean, like, you should always question if you're ever saying a woman is crazy. Like, it doesn't mean that there aren't women who are crazy, but you don't say that without examining it.
No.
You know, but also, like, this guy just, like, first of all, none of this happened.
Right.
So, like, let's just get that out of the way before anybody writes it and says we're idiots for believing this. Like, this is fake.
SDTH. Yeah.
Yeah. This is definitely fake. However, if we take it on in good faith, like, she just, you know, women get horny too. And changed, you know, maybe she wanted to have some dumb, meaningless sex with this guy again.
And felt rejected when he said no.
Yeah. Felt a little rejected and decided, like, actually, let's do that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and that's okay. That doesn't mean that there's anything wrong with her, you know? And also, he's the one who said that he just wanted to be more than friends.
Mm-hmm.
But now he's feeling this rage. Is it because he wants to get in? Like, I have a hard time understanding Mr. Y's, like, motivations.
Right.
You know, so.
Yeah,
but good find. I definitely didn't like scour all of the game facts for all 12 different versions of this.
So good find. The Sega 32X board has a topic called "Wow, Purged Twice." That has topics. Let's see here. Posts that were made from 12 years ago, then 37 pages transpire, and then 1 week ago.
Yeah, I don't really understand. It's keeping a subject alive for the purpose of that.
Yes.
Because the guy's name is Drunky. He's like, I suck at keeping topics alive. And then he just keeps
bumping
that. Yeah, he keeps bumping it so it won't die, so a little tiny piece of him can live on. You know?
Yeah, it's like friendship bread.
Yeah.
The other thing, and this is the most remarkable thing that I want to draw your attention to, Gary. Is that our friend Casket Darkfire? We're gonna head over the Casket Corner. How many different versions of Primal Rage do you think Casket Darkfire has reviewed? I just want you to guess.
Six.
So you're close without going over. Eight.
Okay.
I just want to read some of these titles. Strange, but the second of the two, count them two ports that actually look good on a home system. Jurassic Park on crack with King Kong and his wild brother on a drunken rampage.
At least it isn't the censored one. Crack, like
it's Jurassic Park if they went to hell.
Yeah.
Ill-fated system, but still one of the better games on there. I stand corrected. This is the third good-looking version. It never ends. More Primal Rage versions I play, the worse it seems to get. Okay, so it was seven. Mm. Sorry. Seven instances. You thought Mortal Kombat was a butchered game? Take a look at this one.
It's very weird that he writes as if he's definitely... I mean, I guess the joke's on us. Because I was going to say, he writes as if people are continuously having a dialogue with him and following all of his updates and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And that's ludicrous because nobody is, but we are. You know, like nobody. I don't think anyone's going to follow his work on GamesFAQ.
But there has to be. I mean, like we've seen that though. We've seen where somebody like says, like you know, like just there's a big review up, and somebody says, "Man, you're a really good writer. You should do this again."
Yeah, I don't think it happened to this guy though.
Yeah, maybe.
You know. Yeah.
Yeah. So seven different times, and you see like. He writes like he's being miseried.
Mm.
He writes like his legs have been hobbled.
Yeah. Anywho.
Anyway.
Thanks everybody for listening to this. If you like this show, the best thing you can do is support the entire network at patreon.com/duckfeedtv.
Yes.
Throw us a couple bucks. $5 gives you bonus episodes of the show.
Mm-hmm.
It is a good, fun time.
Yes. And if you want to catch up on those back episodes, go to duckfeed.tv/store mm-hmm. and you can find reasonably priced back episodes and also bundles and things.
Yeah. And then ratings, reviews, and listening to other episodes, going to, you know, checking out that bonus content, telling your friends, things mm-hmm. like that.
Yeah,
all extremely good. And that's probably about it.
I need to close all these tabs with dinosaurs before we go to the next episode.
We don't want to. I mean, we could do an hour on dinosaurs. Like, we could do more dinosaur time.
True.
But, yeah.
Yeah. We need to save our dinosaur juice for when we figure out how to run Trespasser.
Yeah. Good night.
Good night.